Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up, everybody? This is Lee from Lee and King's Real Talk. Hey, I know I'm running a little bit late, but that's okay. We here. What up, bros? Y'all here?
What's going on, man?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, family?
I was running a little bit late. Got the grandkids over here tonight, so we had to get those situated. But, hey, once again, Three Bros Fantasy Show. It's me, Lee. Then I got my big bro out of Florida. What up, Carl? What you up to, bro?
What up? What's good?
Oh, man, another day, another week. Got a little bit of snow out here today. But it snowed, then melted. So, you know, that's just how it go out here. What's up, Jermaine? What you up to, man, out there in North Carolina?
What's up, man? Cold and rainy, brother.
Cold and rainy. I'd rather have rain than snow any day of the week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, so let's jump into it, man. Let's talk about last night's games. We had a couple some standouts last night. We actually had a good fantasy football game last night. So, Jermaine, I'm going to come at you first. Talk about Minnesota, man.
Yeah, man. Man, nobody would have thought Dalvin Cook would have went off like that coming off an injury, man. That was crazy. I don't even know what was more impressive, him and what he did running for 205 yards or the Pittsburgh Steelers known for defense being ran on like that, man. And, man, that was kind of sad to watch, man. I don't know what to say. But Dalvin Cook, man, he was a star of the show, 27 carries, 205 yards. Man, he looked real good. And fantasy-wise, I kind of figured Kirk Cousins was going to struggle. And I actually benched him. I had him in a couple of leagues. He didn't have a bad game, but it wasn't a Kirk Cousins game. We're accustomed to 14-31. I think he threw for 216 yards, two touchdowns. Jefferson did his thing. Osborne did his thing in the replacement of Thielen. So anybody – yeah, if they got Osborne, they were really rewarded.
Yeah, man. I think the biggest disappointment is probably people that got Conklin. You know, he had one good game. People ran out, picked him up. And he just hasn't figured to be part of the offense, man. I was definitely shocked that Pittsburgh gave up 200 yards rushing. But, man, Dalvin Cook was running through – he was running through some holes. Man, I was like, damn, he won't get touched. He was like 15 yards down the field. But let's go to the other side of the ball, man. Carl, let's talk about Pittsburgh, man. They had some fantasy standouts last night, too.
Yeah, bro. Hey, I don't want it to be lost that Najee Harris did his thing last night. He got 94 yards, and he got a touchdown, and he got another one in receiving. So let's not forget that. He was the prime reason why they was able to get back into this game, because I thought it was going to be a blowout. I almost text y'all and said, man, let's skip this portion because this game is big.
Oh, I was going hey, I was thinking the same thing, bro.
But all of a sudden, you know, Najee got going, and then Ben started actually throwing it up to Claypool, who made a bonehead mistake. We'll get into that a little bit later. But Ben was end up spreading it around pretty good to damn near every receiver on the roster, including the tight end, which was a shocker because, you know, he just wasn't spreading it around that much. He's literally a shell of his former self, but he was able to dust off some rust and get 308 passing yards last night, three touchdowns. I mean, that was classic Big Ben right there.
Should have been four touchdowns.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
Should have been four. Friermuth should have caught that ball at the end of the game.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got you.
Yeah, he should have caught that ball. That ball was on the 20. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was on it, bro.
He threw that one to Claypool, or was it Washington? I'm not sure, but he caught that. He caught it in between two people low. I don't know how he caught that ball.
Yeah, man. And Big Ben, he did his thing last night. Najee, my rookie of the year, dog, he's still doing. It's like when you look at his numbers and you look at the game, it's like, damn, it don't really seem like he be doing nothing. And then you look up, he got like 20 fantasy points.
Yeah.
Deontay Johnson is the same way. You look up, Deontay Johnson got 7 catches for 90 yards and a touchdown. And you like, damn, it don't even look like he really doing nothing. But, yeah, man, it was hey, I was thinking the same thing, bro. I was like, well, I don't think we'll be talking about this game tomorrow. I was like, man, it's dope. But, look, man, we got to talk about this, man. Chase Claypool, dog. You got to grow up, bro. Come on, man.
Yeah.
What he did. Yeah. First of all, that was his third bonehead play of the game. He got the unsportsmanlike, you know.
Yeah, he shoved old boy.
He got the unsportsmanlike, and then they went for it on fourth down, and he blew the block, let the guy get inside of him, blew the block.
Mm-hmm.
When they went for it, y'all remember that play? It was fourth and one.
Yep, yeah.
And
they
pitched the ball.
On fourth down.
Yeah, and all he had to do was push the guy on the inside. He let the guy beat him on the inside. And the guy ended up stopping Najee. So if he make his block, they get the first down. And then he do the first down. No, man, you ain't got no timeouts. What you doing? And I think when they was counting it down, it was like they lost 12 seconds for him doing that first down sign signal. You know, 12 seconds is like, what, two plays?
That's eternity. Yeah,
man. But, yeah, man, Chase, man, you got to grow up, bro. You too valuable to the team. You don't want people to view you as another A.B. and Juju who antics are – what I can't even put him in the same sentence as Antonio. A.B. put up numbers, and, you know, when he was – so I can't even put him – I'm going to compare him to Juju. Look, man. But, look, I think this week is week 14. It's week 14.
Yeah.
So, next weekend, the playoffs start, right?
Yes, sir.
15, 16.
Yeah, playoffs.
All right, man. So, you know, a lot of people probably stressing this weekend over what they're going to do with their lineups. So, I'm going to come to you, Carl, and I'm going to ask you, give me a do and a don't when it comes to setting your lineup this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Go with what got you here. I made this mistake last year in the championship game. I had I don't remember who my backup was, but I had what's my man down in Arizona. He got me to the championship game. And I benched him for a better matchup. And I lost by, I don't know, 10 points. And those 10 points were hidden in the fact that he went out and scored like 40. So I would have beat my competitor out and won the championship,
Murray.
But instead I lost. Yeah, Murray.
That was
but
Murray
instead,
last
I ended up
year.
Losing.
Yep. Yeah,
I ended
that was Murray, I remember.
Yep. I ended up losing because I didn't go with my gut. It was what got me there. I kind of went the analytic route, and I wish I hadn't. So go with what got you here. That's the lesson I learned. Go with what got you to the game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jermaine. Give me a do or a don't, man, for your lineup this weekend if you fight for a playoff spot.
Yeah, man. I would say the biggest thing to me is really take a look at injuries. The things like soft tissue injuries, man, if I got a back and they're dealing with one of those, I'll probably bench them. I probably lost a couple games just for example with A.J. Brown this year. Remember he was dealing with the hamstring? It's stuff like that, man. If some injuries you could go like with Dalvin Cook, shoulders and stuff, man. But if you got a player and they're dealing with one of those thigh contusions, or a hamstring. I'll be honest, I'm going to go another route, man, because the last thing you want is feel like you got the perfect lineup, your guys out again by the second quarter. So you got to make sure your guys are healthy going in. I'd rather have a healthy second-tier player that are really banged up, number one, that has like a hamstring issue or something like that. So pay attention to your injuries going into your playoff games.
Yeah, man, because I know like this week, man, I'm getting killed in the wide receiver spot, but I have Julio Jones basically sitting on my bench specifically for this week because I don't really have nobody else. So, but you know, he always, the hamstring is always him and that hammy, dog. So, I'm worried, but I don't really have nobody else. I would say I'm going to go with what Big Bro said, go with what got you there. But also, don't be out there picking up somebody on the waiver wire hoping that they're going to get you to the playoffs. Basically, this is the point of time of the season where you know what you got on your squad. You know what you got.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you got on your bench. You know what you got in your starters. Basically, what you're doing this week is you going with your dogs this week.
Mm-hmm.
Go with your dogs this week. A lot of people like to look at projected points. Nah. That's just like I'm looking at I was looking at something and it had Nick Chubb. I got Nick Chubb, but it had somebody scoring more points than him. I was like, nah, I'm not going to sit Chubb down for this guy. Nah. So
no.
Go with the people that got you there. And like Maine said, you got to be careful with your players that are coming into this week injured. We ain't saying that they hurt. We saying they're injured. Because 9 times out of 10, if they're injured and they trying to give it a go, being that it's cold outside, you know, people playing for jobs around about this time of year, the games mean something, you got to be careful, man. Another thing I wanted to bring up with y'all, I see a lot of people streaming defenses around about this time of the year. How you feel about that, big bro, streaming defenses?
I'm sorry. Because
I know you
said,
really don't
defense?
Do it too much. You know how people go out and they be streaming defenses every week. I don't.
You know, typically what I do is I focus. It all starts with draft for me. I identify my defense. I look at the bye week. I try to pick a defense that's going to have a late bye week so I don't have to worry about it for 11, 12 weeks. That's just who I go with. And then normally your roster kind of settles and you know, have somebody on there that you maybe picked up on a bye that you can drop to pick up a defense to hold you down for that 1 week and then you drop them again and then you back. Regular defense again. So that's typically how I do it. I don't do all that adding and dropping unless I just don't have a choice.
Yeah, I think I've been the same way this year. I think I drafted 2 defenses and I think all my leagues, and I've basically been rolling with those 2 defenses basically the whole year. All right, man, I got to ask you this, man. When Sunday morning comes around, and you sitting there at that number 7 spot, knowing that number 6 gonna get in. Well, how many times are you playing with your lineup? Is you just setting it and going, or are you, man, let me put this guy in, let me take this guy out? What's going through your head, bro?
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you. So I am that guy. My style, I do a lot of adds and drops depending on the matchup. I'm watching. I'll be honest. But, hey, I do have to say I'm pretty good, though. So, hey, it works for me. So I am one of those analytical guys. And I mean, I've been very successful over the years. What I do, I want to look at the news outlets. I got to get the up-to-date news about what's going on with what players. So I am the guy that I'll look at weather forecasts. Like that Bills game the other day. I look at stuff like that. If you got heavy wind and I know it's going to affect the passing, I look at stuff like that. So I want to know the weather. I want to know the injuries. And I want to know what's going on with the defensive players. If they got a lot of injuries going on in a particular defense, shoot, I might move that guy that I had starting and put the other guy in that I think I have more success with. So I'm trying to get – it's almost like being a technical trader. I go with the technical analysis, and then I'll make my moves. But I try to get as much information about matchups I can before I make a decision.
I ain't gonna lie. I think this week, man, with Philly, who on the bye this week? We got Philly on a bye, New England on a bye.
Miami.
Miami on a bye.
And
there's one other team that's on the bye. And, yeah, Indy.
Yeah.
Boy, I know people that got Jonathan Taylor, boy. I know they probably scrambling this week. I got Miles Sanders. I got Michael Pittman. I got Dallas Goedert. I got Damian Harris. I got New England's defense. So I was scrambling a little bit this week, but I only made one move. I picked up Dontrell Hilliard for Tennessee.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I couldn't believe he was out there, so I picked him up. And that was about it, man, because I'm worried about Keenan Allen, but they said he might play. So I got my eye on Guyton. He out?
Yeah, he out.
So him and Mike Williams are out this week.
Nah, Williams in.
Okay.
Williams is in?
Yeah, Williams in.
Damn, Williams just was announced on Wednesday that he had COVID.
Nah, he got COVID.
Yeah. Okay. All right, that's what's up there. Because I could have swore I saw that Mike Wells was going to be out because of COVID, but they probably he probably was in close contact with Keenan Allen. That's probably why they said that. All right, cool. Damn, man. Keenan Allen out this week. And he's been on fire. All right, man.
Yeah.
So let's go get it, man. Damn, dog.
That hurt me.
Man. Damn, bro. All right, man. So let's get into it, man. All right, Jermaine, give me a quarterback you're sitting this week.
So sitting? I'm sitting Garoppolo against Cincinnati, bro. Cincinnati's 10th versus the pass. Their defense has been playing really well. There's some guys sitting this week. You know, you got your the people who were streaming Tua, the Mac Jones and all them guys. But I think you can find a better option than Garoppolo. I think they're going to be able to run the ball a little bit, but I just don't know if Garoppolo is going to be a great option going against that front four of Cincinnati. So I would try to steer in another direction this week, guys.
Even after what you seen Justin Herbert do to them last week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who you
sitting, Herbert?
Who
and
you
Garoppolo. Yeah.
Okay, so who you sitting down, big bro?
I'm sitting all those people out there that had Daniel Jones and was struggling trying to find a quarterback to pick up his backup. I'm sitting Mike Glennon, who, you know, I hold him kind of near and did him on heart. I thought he'd do pretty good when he was in Tampa when he got an opportunity. But last week, man, he had 44 attempts for 187 yards. So
let's get
out
of here.
So that tells me he was just dumping, you know, for 44 attempts. That's crazy. Man, if you go against the Chargers, he's going to give up 6 field fantasy points to quarterbacks. So even if, you know, Saquon get out there and do his thing, I don't think that Glennon is the answer for you this week. Even, I mean, find somebody else if you have to. If you had to start the dude, I just don't see it this week.
Yeah, man. The funny part is, Glennon should have a solid game against the Chargers. But, man, not in week 14, dog. Not when you fighting to get in the playoffs.
No.
All right. I'm going to tell y'all the three names I wrote down. I wrote down Tannehill versus Jacksonville. I wrote down Justin Fields versus Green Bay. Mm-hmm. But Justin Fields is the guy I'm going to sit, the guy that I'm going to sit. But it's a guy that I'm going to talk about that I don't trust right now. And you got to play him because he's probably your number one quarterback. Man, what's going on with Lamar Jackson, bro?
Yeah, man.
Lamar Jackson has become a turnover machine.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, what is going on? And it's like he's refusing to run the ball now, too. So it's like if he hurting you with the turnovers, he ain't helping you with the rushing. So it's like, I'll be very skeptical of Lamar Jackson this weekend against Cleveland. But I'm sitting Justin Fields against Green Bay, but I will be worried about Lamar Jackson. Talk about Lamar Jackson, big bro.
I just think he hasn't worked on his accuracy, man. Or should I say, if he is working on it, it hasn't been any improvement. His lack of accuracy is what's, you know, hurting his team. I think a lot of people are telling him, hey, man, stay in the pocket, scan. Make you read, deliver the ball. So he's staying in the pocket. He's reading, but he can't get it where it got to get. And it's not because of lack of arm strength. You know, and I prefer to do, like I say, do what got you there. What got him to the league was running around, you know, using his God-given talent, making things happen. Getting that engine going. That running game that they have is phenomenal when he's running the ball. They do stuff with their offensive line I ain't seen nobody do in the run game. And I do understand that they limited because they're down to their third and fourth running back. But, man, because of that, you have to be able to throw that ball. Your wide receivers are suffering. Your tight ends are suffering. You know, and they won't go far in the playoffs. Because they can run, yeah, and we all know you need to do that in the playoffs, but you got to be able to pass the ball, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Yeah. I think it's coach.
All right, big bro, since, I mean, you just blessed us. Bless us with a running back you sitting this week.
I'm sitting Tevin Coleman against New Orleans, man. New Orleans, you know, they give up the second fewest fantasy points for running back. It's basically a matchup problem for him. Last week he was 11 for 58, no touchdowns in 2021. I know he just really started a couple weeks ago getting his carries up, his attempts. So, you know, he hasn't gotten in the end zone yet. I ain't saying it won't happen this week, but it'll be tough going to get some Saints.
Yeah, man, I think Tevin Coleman should have stayed in Atlanta. He just hasn't been the same guy since he chased the money. But he did chase the money. He went to his offensive coordinator, and then, you know, it just hasn't panned out. And I think Tyler Johnson looked better than him in that offense when he's in the game. So I wish my boy Michael Carter was still there, but, you know, he on IR. So I think he's eligible to come back next week. We shall see. But give me a running back you're sitting, bro.
Then I'm sitting James Robinson going against Tennessee. James Robinson, right now, yeah, man. He has knee and some heel injuries going on. The last game, he had a solid game the game before last. But the injuries, man, they're starting to catch up to him. And as far as the Tennessee, man, their fourth best versus the run. Everybody knows as far as Jacksonville, their offense is not consistent. It's really a mop job of wide receivers they got. They really can't really push the ball down the field. It's going to be tough sledding for him going on going against the Titans this week.
Damn, and it's crazy that you say that because Trevor Lawrence came out in the media this week and said James Robinson need to get more time on the field. He said they need to use him more. So when he came out and said that, I was like leaning strong. Well, I got to start him in one league because, hell, he my RB1. So I got to start him. But when Trevor Lawrence came out and said it, I was like, uh-oh. Might be an uptick in his uses this week because when I saw Carlos Hyde getting all those totes last week, I was like, what's going on, bro? So, man.
That's Urban showing that Ohio State love.
Well, yeah, okay. Urban, lucky he got all that money and the Cons are invested in him because I think if he was any other coach, he might get a stern talking to about having Carlos Hyde in there over James Robinson. But, man, I'm going to go with this guy, man. Last week, they signed him off the street. He get in the game. He scored a touchdown. Man, Adrian Peterson, dog. AP looked good last week, but Rashad Penny looked better than AP did. And I'm like, okay, AP got in, got a touchdown. You know, I thought he got, about 11 carries last week. He really didn't do much of that 11 carries. But Seattle, they really don't want to run the ball, even though they know they need to run the ball because Russell Wilson is more effective in the play-action game. But if you got Adrian Peterson, I wouldn't run him out there this week against Houston. Houston has been solid, contrary to what their record says, but they did let their leading tackler go this week. So maybe Adrian Peterson might get loose, but I'm not having confidence in him with my playoff life on the line. So I will look elsewhere this week pass on Adrian Peterson. All right, Jermaine, give me a wide receiver you're sitting this week.
Man, I'm sitting Sutton and Patrick for them Denver Broncos versus Detroit, man. I mean, Patrick, he's been early in the season, he's been, you know, a decent spot, number three at times. But Bridgewater is he's so inconsistent, man. And like you said, this is a do-or-die week for a lot of people. You don't got time to be gambling, especially with Courtland Sutton, who's been really inconsistent this year. So I would not play no Broncos outside of we're going to give you some good starts this week. But wide receivers, nah, just sit the Bronco wide receivers, except for Jimmy.
Man, that's funny because I got Tim Patrick written down as a sit too. All right, big bro, who you got? Who your wide receivers you sitting this week?
Man, I'm sitting Marquise Hollywood Brown, bro, for the aforementioned Baltimore Ravens. I mean, this guy, you know, I kind of hate to blame him. I can't blame him for lack of target.
Nope.
So it all falls back to Lamar, basically. If he's the best wide receiver, they blocking him up, you know, they got to scheme him out of it. But he hasn't scored since week 7. Even held under 60 yards for the last couple of weeks. And when they went up against the Browns two weeks ago, he 8 catches for 51 yards. That's not enough to get you into the playoffs. He's fighting for that spot. You got to find somebody else because looking at history, not only the last couple weeks, but against that particular opponent, you got to read the tea leaves and say, this might not be the one for me this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, I think Marquise is so dependent on a long touchdown pass for him to be effective. And with Lamar struggling, When a quarterback struggles, the skill players struggle, especially the tight ends and the wide receivers. But for some strange reason, Mark Andrews doesn't struggle. Mark Andrews is eating, dog. Mark Andrews is eating. I'm going with Corey Davis, man, going against New Orleans. He's probably going to be shadowed by Lattimore. New Orleans' defense is really, really tough in the secondary. They got a great secondary. I mean, they probably got a top five secondary in the league. I don't see Zach Wilson really getting off in this game. So, Corey Davis, I would definitely sit him. I would look elsewhere. Most people probably drafted Corey Davis as their wide receiver two based on the year he had at Tennessee. But, no, not this week. I would look elsewhere, man. If you got Elijah Moore, I would probably play Elijah Moore with him. I would probably play, let me see, Elijah Moore, probably Jerry Jeudy this week. Because I think Sutton and Patrick are going to get locked up. I think this is going to be a Jerry Jeudy game. So don't base your fantasy life on Corey Davis. Look elsewhere this week. All right, Carl, give me a tight end you sitting, bro.
Man, back to that same game, man. I'm sitting somebody who I thought last year was going to really be the difference maker in Cleveland. That's Austin Hooper. You know, I thought he was really going to set that team apart with the additions of the wide receivers that they had in the running game. But thus far, he hasn't done much. Last time they played him, he got no catches. You know, and he just hasn't had the opportunities this year to warrant starting at all for your fantasy team. I mean, I'm looking at it. He only rostered in 30% of leagues.
Wow. Damn, bro, you hurt my feelings with that one because I had Logan Thomas, and I went on and picked up Austin Hooper. So, damn. And I thought Austin Hooper might do good this week because Njoku is on the COVID list.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah, he didn't do nothing last game versus the Ravens. He didn't have a catch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he didn't do nothing, bro.
Boy, y'all breaking my heart tonight.
Hey, I'm just trying to get you to the playoffs fight for that sixth seed, bro.
hey, bro. And you already know the tight end world is already small. The tight end world is already small. Damn.
Hey, look, that's when you got to look at somebody roster, look at their bench, like, bro, I need you to drop that dude. I need you to
Man. Hey, man, because I went into this season, I had Darren Waller, Logan Thomas, and I Hockenson. And I got all three of them. Either on my team, and all three of them out this week. All three of them out.
Man, I got a sleeper for you, man. I got you. No worries, bro. All
right, man. All right, Jermaine, give me a tight end you sitting this week.
Dang, bro. I wrote on my sheet, man, the milk carton crew. The milk carton crew, they always missing. Higby, Uzuma, Cook, and Fitz, Firster, man, we say them every week.
Tennessee tight end.
Take a picture of it, man.
Tennessee tight end.
Dude, I'm serious. It's like Moose said, everybody. The tight end position is so slim. The same joke is on there every week. Here's another one, Ingram. I know it's shallow, but he don't never do anything. Man, I don't even know what to even tell y'all, man. If it's one of these four, the five, just don't start him. Uzuma, he's only had two good games the whole year. Man, there's got to be – there's going to be some people we can give y'all with a better, better chance to get some points. But Higby, Uzuma, Cook, man, just leave him on. Just leave him in the waiver wire.
Man, wow. Yeah, man, Tennessee tight ends have been missing all year. Hey, I think they had a worse statistical year than New England tight ends had last year. And we know how bad New England tight ends were last year. Hey, man, I'm going with this guy, man. I'm going with this guy because when we heard he was traded, we was like, yo, he about to take off. He really hasn't taken off, man. Zach Ertz going against the Rams Monday night. You know, going into Monday nights, you know, you at least want, if you're losing, you want to at least be close. And if you're winning, you want your whoever you got to have a good game. I don't want you to have to base your season on Zach Ertz on Monday night. I'm sitting Zach Ertz, bro. He just hasn't been the offensive threat. I thought he would be going to the Cardinals. I thought he would be, you know, be the guy in the middle of the field lighting it up, you know, be the security blanket. Actually, that's become James Conner. James Conner become basically running back slash tight end for Arizona. So, yeah, man, if you got Zach Ertz, I know you got to ride with him. But I know you ain't feeling comfortable. You can't feel comfortable about it. So, yeah, man, Zach Ertz definitely been kind of a letdown since he been traded, man. All right, man, so let's get away from the bad news. Let's give the people the good news, what they really came here to hear. All right. Big bro, give me a quarterback you're starting this week.
Bro, this dude can get you into the playoffs. Shockingly, Taysom Hill.
Yes, sir.
All right. If you were that sixth spot and you don't have one of the big dogs that you know gonna get you there, and you sitting there looking crazy, or as my brother said, you know, the weather ain't looking good for your quarterback, and you know this is a dude that can get it for you, because yeah, he's playing with the Jets. He's playing against the Jets in New York. So we don't know what the weather's gonna be like, but it don't matter, because this dude runs the ball. He can throw four interceptions and still get you 25 to 30 points.
Yep.
And that's what you're looking for in the quarter in from that position. So start him without question, especially if your main quarterback is who would dare bench, let's say, you know, Aaron Rodgers playing at home in bad weather for Taysom Hill. But if I'm fighting for a playoff spot, I'm really making that decision right now. I'm really thinking about it all the way up until kickoff.
I wrote down Taysom Hill too. I said running ability coupled with Kamara coming back. Should have a solid game. Passer numbers probably be maybe 200 yards, but he probably going to get you at least two rushing touchdowns going against the Jets. So, yeah, man, I wrote down Taysom Hill also. All right, little bro, who you got starting this week?
Man, finally Russell Wilson, man. I think he's going to have a really, really, really solid game going up against the Houston Texans. He's been over 21 points last two games. Lockett has been producing. Still waiting on Metcalf to really get a monster game. But I think if there's an opportunity, it's this game. His running backs kind of banged up. Man, dude, their running back, you already know that's a mess. So I'm really thinking that they're going to lean on him. The one thing about, like, Rashad Penny, he does have better hands than Alex Collins. I think they open up he opens up that passing offense a little more. And I think he'll really do well this week, man, going to pretend to heading up to the playoffs.
Okay, all right. Oh, boy. I can't believe what I'm saying.
Somebody just made a move.
That was a move.
Hey, man. Hey, I can't believe I'm saying this, dog. But I'm going with Cam Newton, man. If you picked up Cam, this is the reason why you picked him up. This is the game that you picked him up. Cam Newton going against Atlanta in a dome, coming off a bad game. Cam should have a good game going against Atlanta's defense. He should be able to throw it on them, and he should be able to run it on them. Cam, if you still got it in you, this is the week people are depending on you to be Super Cam. And I think he gets it done this week, man. I like Cam Newton this week, bro, going against Atlanta. What you got? What you think about Cam this week, man?
Man, Cam, I'm going to tell you, if he is going to have a big game, it's against Atlanta. Atlanta is one of the worst versus the quarterback this season. The only thing that gets me with Cam, man, I would tell you this, it's an upside. They're going to be giving Amir Abdullah some play time. He has good hands. So, I mean, Chubba, he can run, but Amir Abdullah, he can catch. It might open up the passing game for him. I mean, Timmy Cam is just like Taysom Hill. I think that bad game, that 5-for-21, was an anomaly. I think you can start him confidently going up against that Atlanta defense, man.
Okay, okay. Well, yeah, I guess my brothers just saw me pick up Jalen Guyton because Keenan Allen out. So, you know, I had to make that move real quick. Damn. Boy, that hurt. All right, man. Man, give me a running back you starting this week.
Man, I'm going with Javonte Williams, man, right in your backyard. I think I said him last week, but he got a juicy matchup going up against Detroit. He had 23 carries, 102 yards last game. Me and Moo have been saying all year to give this man the ball. I don't know why they kept trying to feed Melvin Gordon, but that's another story some other day. Detroit, third worst versus the run. Javonte's going to go off. And the thing that's going to hurt them Lions, man, they're playing up there in Mile High, bro. They're not ready for that. So I'm thinking he's going to go off this week.
Man, I wrote down Javonte Williams also. Man, I've been screaming this from the rooftops all year. I don't understand the love affair that the offensive coordinator had with Melvin Gordon. You drafted Javonte Williams to be your running back. Let him play ball. You saw what you had of him last week, 102 yards rushing. I think he had another 70 yards receiving, and he had a touchdown. Get a young man the ball, man. Y'all, basically, y'all not going nowhere this year. I mean, y'all in the hunt for a playoff spot. But do y'all really want to be in the playoffs? Let's be honest. I'm just saying. All right, Carl, give me a running back, man. You starting this week.
Man, I'm starting Dante Foreman versus the Jets, bro. He had a nice game 2 weeks ago against New England. And, you know, New England don't give up too many practice running yards, but he got him for 109 on 19 carries. And he didn't find the end zone yet, but he only been playing for 4 weeks. He getting his opportunity now, and he just putting some film out there for when he become a free agent. He can kind of pick up a spot somewhere. Jets giving up the 11th most fantasy points for running back, so I think this is his week to get an end zone. Perfect candidate to help you get into that 6 seed or to hold on to it.
Yeah, man, I like Foreman and Hilliard this week going against Jacksonville. I think Vrabel is going to just run the ball. I think he's going to take the ball out of Tannehill's hands. Tannehill probably will become effective when they in the red zone as far as throwing the ball. But I see Hilliard and Foreman having big games this week. I wrote down Foreman also. All right, man, we've been dogging this guy out, man, all season. Carl and Jermaine, if he can't get it done this week, bro, he just can't get it done. Saquon Barkley going against the Chargers defense. Chargers have been giving it up. The Chargers have been giving it up in the run game. Nobody has stopped the Chargers. Nobody. The Chargers haven't stopped nobody from running the ball. Saquon, bro, this your week, man. This is your week. If you can't go off this week, I don't see you going off probably until next year sometime. Saquon, this is my first time having you on my starts. So I'm looking at you, dog. I'm shining a spotlight on you on Sunday. I got Saquon as a start, bro. Shaquan said, oh, Lord.
Yeah, dude.
All right, big bro. All right, big bro. Give me a wide receiver you started.
Man, hey, we talked about him a little bit. Mike Williams, bro. I mean, last week he got 5 for 110 and didn't get in the end zone. That's always a failure. But I take them 15 points depending on your lead. But with
That's
Keenan
right.
Allen out, I expect his production to increase. Giants giving up 12th most fantasy points to wide receivers. So I think with the added production, the attempts, because of Keenan being out, I fully expect Mike Williams to carry the load as the number one wide receiver for Chargers this week and getting in from. When they get you past that, matter of fact, I wish I could have picked them up. But I got Allen in one of my leagues, and I couldn't get him.
Yeah, man, that Keenan Allen is hurting, bro. Damn, dog. All right, Jermaine, give me a wide receiver you start.
Man, I want to go with T. Higgins, man, going against San Fran. T. Higgins, man, he's been balling out. I know all the attention's on Jamar Chase, but that T. Higgins, man, he's been sneaky good, man. He's averaging about 122 yards last two games, 22 targets the last two games, and San Fran can be had versus the pass. Everybody know that, I mean, man, the Bengals, man, they can score points. They are going to score points. And you can't double Jamar Chase because T. Higgins is going to get you. If you got him in your lineup, start.
Yeah, I think T. Higgins has been on fire since I put him in the sit column about 3 weeks ago because he hadn't been doing nothing. So I think some of these players might be listening to the show or reading my tweets. hey, y'all, it's nothing personal. We're going based on your production on the field. We don't have no personal vendettas against none of y'all, all right? All right, man. I talked about this guy earlier, Julio Jones, going against Jacksonville. But I'm not going with him. I'm going with Jermaine's favorite wide receiver in the NFL. I'm going with Hunter Renfrow, man, going against Kansas City, dog.
Yeah.
This guy has been a machine this year. It seems like he's always open. Nobody can stop him coming off the line of scrimmage. He has so many moves on his release that he can't be stopped. So I like Hunter Renfrow going against Kansas City defense. Although Kansas City defense has gotten better, I think Hunter Renfrow has definitely become wide receiver one on the Raiders team. D-Jax is definitely the deep threat. Waller is out again this week. So I look for Hunter Renfrow to have double-digit targets again. And like Big Bro say, opportunity is what you're looking for. And he's going to have plenty of opportunity this week going against Kansas City. So I got Hunter Renfrow as a start. All right, Jermaine, give me a tight end you're starting.
Man, one of my guys I like, he played yesterday, but I'm going with Kyle Pitts going to get the Panthers, man. Kyle Pitts, prime opportunity to do some damage. I don't think, here we go, quarterback tight end again. I ain't going to say Matt Ryan will have a great game, but I think Kyle Pitts can be able to, have a solid game going up against those Panthers this week, man.
Well, you made Big Brother smile with that one. You know Kyle Pitts is boy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Carl. All right, Carl, who you got, man, tight end?
Yeah, my man had he got me on that Pitts one because I had him as my number one on that too. Despite his lack of production recently, I felt like this was a good week for him too. But I'm gonna go with Noah Fant this week going against Detroit. And I know everybody, want to throw Detroit out there. If your player playing Detroit, go ahead and start them. But this ain't just this Detroit team might be one and whatever, but, they play hard. They literally play hard. But they give up the third most points to tight ends. All right. So in the top three tight ends last 2 weeks have played the Lions defense. So no reason to run away from Fant, from Font, as you said, this week. He's a solid starter at a tight end position that's craving for starters.
Yeah, man. That's crazy because Bro got him as a start. I got him as a sit. So I guess that's a wash. But Noah Fant is just too talented, man. He is too talented, but when your quarterback ain't playing good, man, it's just something about – it just hurts your skill position players. So hopefully Danny can have a bounce-back game because he looked bad last Sunday night against Kansas City. But I heard somebody say this week, they were like, Teddy Bridgewater is good for 5 to 7 games. You just don't know which 5 or 7 games it's going to be. So, yeah, man. All right, man. I'm gonna go with Dawson Knox going against Carl Bucks this week. Everybody know that Tampa Bay, you ain't gonna run the ball on the Bucks. Everybody know that. Jonathan Taylor, he did okay, but he really didn't run the ball that good against the Bucks. So we all know the weakness of Tampa Bay's defense is the secondary. I think Dawson Knox could get loose this week against Tampa Bay. But I worry about Josh Allen. So Dawson Knox has definitely kind of disappeared these last couple weeks. But I will go with Dawson Knox as a start this week. All right, man, real quick, Carl, give me a sleeper.
Matt Breida against New England. Twin great run defense. Go on, pick him up. Let him get you a little something.
He played against y'all.
Who?
Matt Breida. Yeah, Buffalo playing against y'all.
Oh, my bad. What the heck was I looking at?
You were thinking about Monday night.
Yeah, I missed that one. Yep.
Sorry.
Oh, I thought, yeah, you're right. Okay, well, my poll source here jacked me up.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Jermaine, give me a sleeper.
Man, my tight end I was going to say Skins, but Washington football team, Ricky Seals-Jones, for all y'all looking for a tight end.
Oh, my God,
everybody
Jermaine.
Know how he's been rolling.
God, you be killing me with Ricky Seals-Jones, dog.
Man, Ricky Seals, man.
Oh, my God. Man. Jermaine, you be making my head blow up. When you be saying, okay, Jermaine, look, I know me and you both Washington fans. Man, Ricky Seals-Jones, man. Oh, my God. Jermaine, he dropped so many balls. It's ridiculous.
Man.
Oh, man.
Hey,
you know what?
When
I put this tweet out Sunday, I'm going to make sure I said you – said Ricky Seals-Jones.
Man, you can put my picture beside him.
Boy, you like that. I wish I could. Ricky Seals-Jones. Jesus Christ. Well, I'm gonna give Big Bro one. I'm quite sure he would have won with Jalen Guyton. Be the King of Williams is out. He probably won with Jalen Guyton as his sleeper. You know, playing opposite side of Mike Williams. But I'm going to go with this guy, man. I'm going with Josh Reynolds of Detroit, man. Him and Jared Goff has definitely been connecting here lately. They played together with the Rams. It seems like he's definitely become the wide receiver one. And Hockenson is going to be out this week. Hey, look at Josh Reynolds as a deep sleeper this week. I think he's going to have a solid game against Detroit. I mean, against Denver, they're not going to win. They're probably going to be behind. And whenever you're behind, the game flow means you're going to pass the ball a lot. And I think Josh Reynolds is going to be the recipient of that. So I like Josh Reynolds being a sleeper this week. All right, man. Any last words, Jermaine? Don't say Ricky Seals-Jones either.
Hey, man. Hey guys, I would just always go with your matchups, man. If the matchups work, you got to trust your gut, man, and just go with the matchups, man. Even if it is sitting somebody who you feel is a big name, go with the matchup.
All right, big bro, lady, last words.
Yep, I second that, and I will close out by saying, if you're not first to last.
Well, being that I'm in last in the league, I'm not going to say nothing, but I'm going to say this. Don't overthink it. Put your lineup in. Have confidence in your lineup. Monitor the weather and monitor injuries. If you got somebody that's, like bro said, is coming into the game injured, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to play a whole game. Especially at this time of the year, look elsewhere. That being said, everybody have a great weekend. Take care. We'll talk to y'all next Friday. Next Friday will definitely be playoffs. So we definitely will come with that fire. So everybody be good, be safe. Have a great fantasy weekend. Unless you playing me. Man.
Hey, real quick. Every week, we got this little group chat. Right? Everybody just watching. It's like, good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning. I'd be like, hey, good morning, everybody but my opponent this week.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
Hey, dog. Hey, I'm sitting in 7th place in a league. And the guy in front of me, I think he's playing Carl this week. So,
he paying me.
Now I'm like, big bro, if no other week I need you to have the blowout of the week, I need it to be this week.
Hold on. Let me look at that. What league is that, bro?
I'm verifying it. Let me see. I'm trying to see. Yep. He got a 37-point lead on you right now. But, yeah, you play him. I'm behind him. So, if you win and I win, we both in. So, let's go.
You talk about VA Rev.
Yeah.
You know what? And it's funny you say that, too, because, you know, I saw last night, he got it. Najee did his thing. And I was like, oh, yeah, ain't this cute? He jumped up on me by 30. My 36. I said, I really don't care because I thought then in my spot.
Hell no. Now I know. You thinking like that?
But but check it out, though. If you look, you know, the competitor in me made me make moves. I made some moves today to show up, you know, that team, bro. I wasn't happy with that. Now I had to think about it. I'm trying to lock up. I mean, I already got the division locked up.
Yeah, you already got the division. But
yeah,
you might be able to become the number one overall seed, too.
Only way that's going to happen is because he got me in points.
Yeah, but if he lose and you win,
yeah,
I think you'll be number one seed.
Yeah,
I'm playing Dave this week. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, man, another great show, man. Always good chopping it up with y'all on Friday nights. Next week, playoffs begin, and we're going to get y'all we'll get y'all that fire again next week. So everybody be safe, be strong, take care of each other. As always, we end the show with a peace.
Peace.